let yourself get into a comfortable position and relax for the moment. Just let your body relax, and let your mind also just relax in the presence of that inner friend. Let yourself really feel grateful towards your body, and really what a miracle it is to have a body in the first place. You just give it some thanks and appreciation. And the same for your sense organs and your mind. Really let the mind feel your respect and appreciation and love and gratitude. Body also. Let really feel. Let it feel that from you. And let it relax. And that feeling of well-being. It's easy and natural to relax when you're in the company of someone who loves you and cares about you and respects you. And actually difficult in any other type of environment. The body and the mind are not different. You can also deeply relax in your care and love and respect. If the mind has any concerns or worries or things that it knows needs to be done and wants to tell you about it, just if the mind is relaxing, let it tell you whatever it needs to remind you of or let you know as you continue to relax. Sometimes I just actually say mentally to my mind, is there anything you want to tell me? And then I will think about it and tell me if there is anything. can ask your unconscious also. There's so many child parts and different parts in the unconscious. You can just ask, does anyone inside have anything to tell me? And see if anyone does. And just give yourself a minute to listen and to be present to whatever might be there. If you approach your unconscious with respect and love and like a good friend, someone who truly cares, if you can approach your unconscious with that type of care and with that attitude, all the different parts of the unconscious will really tell you what's going on with you. What's really going on? The feelings behind and underneath all of one's day-to-day activities. So when you ask, does anyone have anything to say, addressing the different parts of the unconscious, if you're seriously asking, the unconscious will seriously speak to you. And opening up that dialogue, opening up that relationship, gives a depth of peace to the mind. Because the unconscious itself is able to deeply relax because it has an outlet. It's allowed to come into relationship with you, with the conscious mind. as not being kept in the dark or closeted. And that allows it to relax, to feel held, to feel loved. It's hard to have a depth of peace without coming into relationship with an unconscious level of the psyche. Just like in the real world, in the external world, if you try to shut out or ignore someone who is close to you or part of your family or part of your intimate circle of friends, though you may be able to keep that person away from you, you can't keep them out of your psyche. In fact, they're probably knocking at the door of your psyche continually until you come into relationship with them. And then you can relax. It causes a lot of stress to try not to be in relationship with someone who is part of your close circle of friends and family. It takes a lot of energy. And similarly, it takes a lot of energy to not be in relationship to your unconscious. So coming into relationship with those parts of the unconscious is an important part of your meditation. I'm invoking your relationship with Ishwara, with the Lord, or with the Devata, or with whatever form of the Divine you pray to. What is it that is most important to you? And see if you can actually ask yourself, ask your unconscious, what is it? What is it that you really want? What is it that really worries you or concerns you? And let yourself put words to that as a prayer in relationship to Bhagavan. Now I'd like you to try some, if you wind your prayer up if you can. I'd like you to try some simple pranayama. Or you could take 10 inhales and exhales. Each to a count of 4. So it's in to a count of 4 and out to a count of 4. Into a count of 4 and out to a count of 4 so that your breath is even. Each inhale and exhale counts as 1, so you can keep count. Do it 10 times. And after you do it 10 times, then do 5 more times where instead of just going in and out to a count of 4, you do like what I call a 4 square. Go in to a count of 4, you hold your breath to a count of 4, exhale to a count of 4, hold your breath to a count of 4, to do that 5 times. After you've done the even breathing for 10 times, that breathing exercise really helps to settle and deeply quiet your mind. So let's start that now. Let's do it silently, keeping count to yourself. Mind just relax and focus on the simplicity of your own presence. It's the very pure, simple being that you are. Just notice the simplicity and stability of your own being. Simple, stable, abiding of me. Just the very essence of you. The simple, changeless essence of you. Sensations or thoughts or themes that might waft through. Don't change you at all. your being is immutable. Let your own simple presence totally fill your mind and let your mind relax into. Just the stability, the stable presence of your being. As I am, I'm completely whole.